923, sunshine 75. It's 54 degrees here in Charlottesville. Our guest Tom Perriello running for Congress against Virgil Goode this fall. And unbelievable, we're what, 5.5 weeks away, I guess, from the election. 6 weeks maybe now.
42 days. But who's counting, right?
Who's counting?
We've been talking about the bailout plan, the economy. Jane had mentioned the health care.
Yeah.
And one of the things that struck me about this whole thing is you've heard some experts say, you know, well, we really should have seen the whole Wall Street issue a couple of years ago, and nobody really did. And so I started thinking, what is next to blow up? What is the next thing that's going to, is it healthcare? And is that going to be the next thing that really needs reforming? Or how do you feel
about
that?
We can't put this on the back burner with the right. millions of Americans that are uninsured and in bad physical shape. So where do we go?
Healthcare is a crisis across the board, and it's a crisis that falls most heavily on the middle class. And I think what we're seeing with the Wall Street meltdown is that the solutions being offered are also going to fall on the middle class. There are 47 million Americans without healthcare, and that's a tragedy. But there are also 200 million of us who are paying for healthcare, but we're paying way too much, having to jump through too many hoops. And when we do get sick, we find out we're not covered because we got sick on Tuesday instead of Thursday. And I think what we need is a major overhaul that would look at how to bring the cost down and how to get the coverage up. I'm a pragmatist on healthcare. I don't consider myself tied to a particular plan. If it's a plan that can get more people coverage and bring down the costs, that's the direction we have to go. Because right now, not only can our middle class not afford it, but our business sector can't afford it. We compete against countries that are not carrying that burden, and we're asking our corporations, our most responsible corporations, to take a competitive hit by providing this kind of healthcare. So we need to do our part from the policy side, but we also need people leading healthier lives. 14% increase in diabetes last year. We need a health plan as well as a health care plan, and I think that's something we got to get serious about in this country.
So you're not entirely in favor of just a blanket, boom, national health care plan like in Canada or England, are you?
No, I mean, that's not what's on the table right now. I mean, if you look at whether it was Obama or Hillary's plan, if you look at McCain's pretty marginal plan, you're not seeing anything that's the level of overhaul that I think probably would do the most to increase efficiency in the system. But what we can do is start to pick some key pieces apart. For example, the prescription drug bill that went through Congress a few years ago was nothing but sheer corruption. It was a $600 billion handout to the drug companies that included a rider that said, you, the government, cannot negotiate cheaper drug prices. This is why Medicare pays 50% more for drugs than the VA does, because the VA can negotiate. I've never met anyone, conservative or otherwise, outside of the Beltway who thinks that makes any sense. Congressman Goode was the deciding vote to protect the drug companies from being able to being forced to negotiate cheaper prices. That's the sort of thing that is just an off-the-cuff, massive, hundreds of billions of dollars handout where we can see costs come down. I think Social Security is in reasonably good shape. I think most of the predictions on that are too dire. But Medicare is a situation where if we don't get the cost down, we simply cannot afford the program. And we've made that promise to our seniors. We need to keep it. That means we've got to get the prices down.
Now, unfortunately, you know, we have limited time, so we can't go in depth on all these issues. You're going to have to come back and visit us many more times, as often as possible, between now and Election Day, so we can discuss these things. But talking about reform and everything else, and you were talking earlier about the economy and it being a bipartisan kind of thing. Lots of these issues, healthcare, the economy, doesn't seem to me they're really political party issues. They are bipartisan. You know, it's America's issue, not a Republican or a Democrat issue. How do we reform the partisanship that goes on in D.C. right now?
You got to change the people that are up there. I think that there's a generation of politicians from both parties who have learned a game about how to survive by convincing people how bad the other party is, learning to survive by preventing the other party from accomplishing anything they can run on. And I really do think it's the whole lot of them that need to be thrown out. For a lot of people in my generation, Generation X, we care more about problem solving than partisanship. A lot of us come from nonprofit backgrounds where you learn to do a lot with very few resources, where you have to look in the eye of someone who's starving or someone who doesn't have a home. That's your accountability measure. Have you done something today to help that family that is struggling? That's what I think Mark Warner was about at the state level, was that he cared more about getting it done than about who was going to get credit or scoring points for the next election cycle. You know, I think it's also about who funds your elections. I've refused any money from lobbyists or corporate interest groups. Congressman Good's taken $1.5 million from those same interest groups. Many of them are the ones that have gotten us into this mess. Until we get people who are powered into politics by the average person and not by these corporate interest groups, we're not going to see that change. That's the root cause behind this mortgage crisis and the lending crisis and all these things. And then one last thing that I think is important is we need people who put the long term over the short term. Part of the reason this meltdown is so scary is that the fundamentals of the economy are not strong. If we already had a balanced budget, if we'd already dealt with our energy problem, if we already had a strong U.S. currency, some of these things wouldn't fluctuate in the same way. But instead, we've had people who are always looking for the quick fix. We need some politicians who are looking for the long term and looking for putting America before party.
We only have about 30 seconds left. How do you feel about term limits for congressmen?
I'm feeling real good about them right now. Congressman Goode said
now,
that...
Now, see, that's the answer of the day.
Congressman Goode said that no one should serve more than 12 years. We look forward to that being one promise he keeps, and we look forward to victory on November 4th. We hope everyone will get registered to vote before October 6th and get out to the polls on November 4th.
I've got so many more questions. And we're out of time. Please come
back
and visit us between now and November.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom Perriello. It's News Radio 1070 WINA.
WINA, Charlottesville.
Start your day with the BK Breakfast Value Menu. 10 delicious items starting at $1.